Johnny, Renee, and Mackie. It's poor old Grampy James calling from the home in Sydney. Oh, Grampy doesn't have much time left on God's green earth, so today he wants to put aside all the differences you have between you.
What? Huh? Grampy, stop talking in third person.
He's not talking in third person.
Will you knock it off and tell me why all the doom and gloom?
Johnny, I looked in the mirror yesterday, and I realized I'm getting old.
You must not look in the mirror too often.
Oh, make fun of it if you want, Johnny, but I saw something that I always knew was reserved for senile old men.
Gray hair and wrinkles?
Worse, Johnny. I didn't have a t-shirt on, and I couldn't see my nipples because they were under my waistband of my pajamas.
Wow, you're right. If you're pulling your pants up that high, you definitely don't have much time left.
Is that a sign of impending doom, Johnny?
Well?
What can I do to fend off death?
Well, try pulling the waistband down around your waist.
Oh, Johnny, I'm an old man. I have no waist. Once they get down that far, they just keep going.
How about a bathrobe?
I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, but Gladys in the next room has a house coat she doesn't use.
What?
Maybe I'll wear that.
A house coat?
Yeah. Oh, I touched it once, Johnny. It's silky smooth, and it has flowers on it. It'll make me feel pretty.
Are you feeling okay?
You know, I've always wondered what it would be like to feel like a woman. I think I may put on a little perfume and lipstick and see what kind of response I get to the new me.
I don't know what to say.
Johnny?
Yeah?
Say goodbye to Josephus. Hello to Josephine. Hey!